The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the games from Steve Jackson Games. Looks like this month we're doing all Cthulhu-type stuff. Last couple of games we've been playing Cthulhu Flux, which is not a Steve Jackson Games. It is a game from Looney Labs. But this week we are diving back into Steve Jackson Games, continuing on the Cthulhu theme with Cthulhu Dice. We've played this before, but this is a real quick game, I think, the last time that we played it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
So here we go again. Yellow sign, your target, whoever you're rolling against, loses one sanity to Cthulhu. Push one token to the middle. Tentacle, the caster takes one sanity from the victim. Whether the caster or the victim rolls the tentacle. If the caster is mad when he attacks, he does not get to keep the stolen sanity. It goes to Cthulhu. Elder sign, you gain one sanity from Cthulhu. Cthulhu, everyone loses one sanity. I, you lose any result above. Then the victim gets to respond. He rolls the dice with the caster as his target. Again, the results place, blah, blah, blah. Cthulhu is the middle of the table. Anytime a player loses sanity to Cthulhu, it goes to the middle of the table. The player who rolls the elder sign gets one sanity back. You win if you're the only one with sanity left at the end of your turn, or end of a turn. If everyone is mad at the end of the turn, the game is over and Cthulhu wins. Bum, bum, bum. Once you lose all your sanity, you've gone mad. All right, let's try this, Zach.
Okay.
We're going to let you roll. You're going to attack.
I'm going to attack Rob.
Oh, no.
Hashtag
Karma 2014, Elder Sign.
Elder Sign. Nothing
you gain a sanity from Cthulhu.
Happens.
Since there's no sanity in the middle, you get nothing. Now
Do
Rob
it,
gets a chance
Rob.
To attack you.
Do it, Rob.
Oh, tentacle. Caster takes a sanity from the victim. Wait, the caster takes a sanity from the victim.
The caster.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
The victim...
Oh, all right. Okay, so my turn. I'm going to attack Rob, and I roll a tentacle. Now Rob gets a turn to try to get that back. He rolls the tentacle. Rob is mad.
Rob's in his normal state of mind.
Rob is basically out of the game now, right?
Oh, yeah, nope.
Nope.
Oh.
He still gets to roll.
Oh, okay.
I'm crazy. Ah!
Oh, you can steal sanity while you're mad. You don't get to keep it. It goes to Cthulhu.
The only way you can get one is for the Elder Sign.
The only way you can come sane again is roll an Elder Sign and get a sanity back from Cthulhu. Uh-oh, Cthulhu's got one. Elder Sign.
Huzzah! The day is mine.
All right, Zach.
I attack Steven.
All right. Elder Sign.
Boo.
You get nothing. I attack. I respond to Zach. And I get a tentacle. Oh, so you
I
get my.
It. Yeah,
all right, now it's my
roll.
Turn to attack Zach, and I get a yellow sign. Oh, you lose a sanity to the Cthulhu.
Great Cthulhu.
Now you get a respond.
No, you take one of my sanities. All
right, now it's Rob's turn. You're going to attack me?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm crazy.
Okay, I think you got to call it before you roll it.
Can't decide.
Oh, a yellow.
You lose a sanity to Cthulhu.
Okay. Now back at you, Rob. And I lose a sanity.
Nope. No, that would have been Rob.
I lose a sanity.
Oh.
My turn. Steven, go.
Oh, tentacle.
Yeah.
Steal a sanity.
Woo, four sanities.
And I respond with a...
Oh, no.
Zach loses it.
Okay, now
Dang
my
it.
Turn. Attack Zach. And another one to Cthulhu.
So much sanity.
Yellow sign. And you get a respond.
Do-do-do.
With you lose a sanity. I lose a sanity. Oh, no.
Which one of you has more?
2 and 2.
It's even.
2 and 2 with 5 to Cthulhu.
Karma 2014. Zach.
Yeah.
I.
What are you
going to
choose, Rob?
Let's see. Choose any result above.
Bam!
Get that sanity.
Oh, you got an elder
I'm
sign and
crazy.
Got one back.
Now I'm going to take it from you.
And
just kidding.
You're going to give me more.
I'm going to go against Rob because face sucks.
There you go. Yellow sign goes Cthulhu.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Rob responds. Yellow sign goes to Cthulhu. Now
Zach is
mad.
No.
All right, I'm going to attack Rob. And I roll Cthulhu. Everyone loses one sanity.
Steven wins.
Not yet.
Has to
turn.
Oh, okay. So
almost
Rob
there.
Has to attack me.
Botch roll.
Sorry.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, he did. His mind.
Tentacle.
You steal one from me.
All right.
Steven
wins.
Woohoo.
Karma
2014.
I'm telling you, people, it all plays into effect. That is Cthulhu Dice. You can get that from Steve Jackson Games. It's a fun, real quick game. You can play it on your lunch break. You can play it with a minimum of two people, although I suppose you could play with yourself, but that truly is mad.
All games are playable by yourself if you have split personalities. Besides
that
hide and seek. Besides
much.
Hide and seek.
You found that out
works.
The hard way.
Yeah.
I wanted to play hide and seek with myself, but my other self wouldn't refuse to come and find me.
Yeah. He always is peeking.
All right, so that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Hopefully you enjoyed that. If you have comments, questions, use the comment section over at majorspoilers.com or send us an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.